Picture for a moment what the double helix of DNA looks like. Now try picturing the Vitruvian Man, in which Da Vinci shows the proportions of a man circumscribed inside a square and, at the same time, inside a circle. These science illustrations go well beyond any words that could describe them, and to celebrate this tradition of visualizing science, engineering, and technology, Science Magazine and the National Science Foundation hold a competition each year called the International Science and Engineering Visualization Challenge. And this week, you can see the winning entries for the 2009 competition in the magazine and online. Science's Lauren Schenkman spoke with one of the competition's judges, as well as the two winners who created the magazine's cover image, and she filed this report.
Science visualizations help scientists see and understand what's invisible to the naked eye, whether painted with a brush, pictured through a microscope, or programmed with a computer.
And then it ends up being, you know, something that's beautiful or stunning or informative.
Thomas Lucas helped judge this year's visualization challenge. A producer and writer, Lucas says a lot of science visualizations involve high-tech graphics and simulations.
So we see a lot of that in this competition, and that's very interesting. But we're always reminded of the low-tech, very clever, very creative approaches that come out of the minds of people who are submitting these entries.
One of the winning entries started out high-tech, with a computer simulation of how cells push and pull on each other as they form capillaries in the lung. But when architect Jenny Sabin considered what it would cost to build a room-sized, tangible version of what the simulation was showing, she settled on a decidedly low-tech building material. Ready-made, inexpensive zip ties.
You know, everybody knows what a zip tie is, and they all have different associations with cable zip ties.
Like for construction, or for organizing the wires behind your stereo, or even as temporary handcuffs. But in the sculpture, Sabin says each of the 75,000 zip ties represents a data point.
And so what you're looking at is the transformation of a force network that is exerted by those networking cells upon their matrix environment.
In other words, when you see the sculpture, you're not looking at lung cells, but at the forces those cells exert. The sculpture maps out the invisible mathematical quantities with zip ties that you can see and touch. But even if you don't understand what the sculpture means, biologist Peter Jones says that's okay. Jones collaborated with Sabin on the winning entry and says the power of the visualization is in seeing it, walking through it, even playing on it.
I think the sheer intensity of the piece does provoke people to ask what they're walking through. You know, multiple levels. Of course, kids love it. You know, this is science. Wow, you can climb through it and you can see shadows through it and you can run around and get these weird effects as you use it as a maze. I mean, even at that scale, I think it's very important and provocative.
But Sabin and Jones didn't intend for their sculpture to merely entertain or provoke questions. Instead, Jones says, they wanted a way for scientists to interact with tens of thousands of data points all at once.
To start to think of, as we enter this era of massive data sets, can we really see what's going on using conventional means? And we believe that isn't going to be possible. And sort of probing the limits of how one can see, feel, or hear may allow us to see what is now unseeable, providing us with new clues as to how these systems operate.
And it's that highly unusual approach that really caught the judges' attention. Again, Thomas Lucas, one of the judges of the competition.
What drew me and some of the other judges to this visualization, this really is a sculpture, was the fact that you could walk into it and the choices that the creators made are not intuitive. They used a lot of twist ties to put this together. And I'm not sure how they came up with that, but it's a very visually dynamic environment that they created. So you can walk into this, and the impression is so strong that you're going to learn something. You're going to get some kind of knowledge out of it.
And that's really the point of a science visualization. And it's even better when that visualization has something for nearly everyone who looks at it. Again, architect Jenny Sabin.
It's equally relevant for the scientist or the artist or the designer in the sense that they're able to see anew what they weren't before. So we're very, very interested in accessibility and providing new venues for diverse audiences to look at intersections between science, art, and design, because too often the fields are separated.
you can find Sabin and Jones's winning entry on the cover of this week's magazine. For the Science Magazine podcast, I'm Lauren Schenkman.
Science's Lauren Schenkman on the International Science and Engineering Visualization Challenge. You can find the winners for the 2009 competition in this week's Science and online at www.sciencemag.org/special/VIS2009.